We are learning Masechta Ksuvos Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of Chav Tes Amud Beis. In the Mishnah, it said that if someone is Baz, Ma'anes, a Mamzeres, or Nesina, or a Kusis, which all are Isser Lav, the halacha is that there is a Knas of Oynes. There's a Knas of 50 Kesef. Freita Gemara Kasha, heck, you say that, Vahani Bnei Knas Ninu, are these women of Bnei Knas, Vamai, Ikri Kam, Veloy Sili Isha, Isha Ruilo. The Pasuk says that one of the dinim of Oynis is you give 50 kesef and you have to keep her as a wife. You can't keep these as a wife. There's an Isser. Veloy Sili Isha, Isha Ruilo. So how can you say there's a Knas by Mamzeres, Nesina, and Kusis? Omra Shlokish, Shlokish answers that there's a special ribuy over here. Naira, Naira ha Naira. In the Pasuk it says, Kiyimtze ish naira besula, ashaloya rosa. That's the first time it says naira. Then it says the next pasuk, v'nosana ish ashoichiv ima la viha naira, could have said la via. Why say la via naira? So hanaira is extra, and the hay is also extra. So naira hanaira. So those are the three drashas. The first word, kiyimtze ish naira besula, is one. And then it says, la via naira, the naira is naira, and hanaira is three drashas. Chad the gufe, one teaches talacha that has to be a naira. V'chad, and not a begaris. V'chad l'gufi means one that should be a naira. V'chad l'asuya chayiv elavim. Then the hanaira, there's two extras, naira and hanaira. One's l'asuya chayiv elavim that you chayiv ma'anis on it. V'chad l'asuya chayiv ekrisis. Another one to teach us, chayiv and chayiv ekrisis, which is even more chomer, that there is a din knas there. That's Rosh Lakish drasha. We darshan from the pasuk of Oynes. Rav Papa Amar, we darshan from the psukim of Mefata. Rav Papa Amar. Now, Tosfos points out later on the sugya that you always learn out Oynes and Mefata anyway. So if it says it by one of them, we can learn out the other one. So Rav Papa Amar, we can learn out from the pasuk by Mefata. Because by Mefata it says, Mefata means to convince the Isha. V'chiyefata ish besula ashaloya rasa, v'shachav ima mar yimera le Isha, v'ima yimera navi le sita lo, yikasif ishko kemayar besulois. So there it says, at the end, kemayar besulois, and it says also in the beginning, besula. So we darshan, besula is one drasha, then besulois, and habesulois, kemayar habesulois, is another drasha. Three extra words here. Three words here. Chad the gufe, one teacher has to be a besula. V'chad asuya chayiv elavim, v'chad asuya chayiv ekrisis. So we have in machlekes, Rav Papa Rav Shlokish, how do we know that chayiv elavim, which is mamzeres and asina, and also achayis ishtoi, those things, the chayiv ekrisis, that there is a din of knas. Either it's learned out from nara, nara hanara, or besula, besulois, ha besulois. That's the shaila here. So that's one Rav Shlokish and Rav Papa. So Gemara asks, Rav Papa, my time alone with Rav Shlokish, why didn't Rav Papa say like Rav Shlokish? Why didn't he say like Rav Shlokish drosha and darshan from naira hanara? So the Gemara, no, because Rav Papa says, I need that for something else. I need vi hanaira for something else. Let's say he was ma'anis a woman and she died. Potter. Then he's potter from knas. Now, if you learn that drashas for this, you still have to ask, what's the extra hey? Because that's the word of anaira, but what's the extra hay for that? So echanami, once Shlokas, the Papa didn't want to learn like Shlokas because he needed anaira for avi anaira le avi mesa. I had extra hay, he'll find something for that. But he didn't want to learn the drasha like that because he needs for chayav lav and chayav krisis. When Shlokas, my time, loving our Papa, why don't Shlokas say like our Papa? Rav Papa said, from basula, basula is habasulas. And when bayale, lexer shava, you need that for. Exer Shava, the time of the Brisa, Kesef Yishkol Kamayar Abzulois. That's the Lashon by Mefata. And the word Yishkol teaches us has to be Shkolim. Kesef Kamayar Abzulois. She Zek Kamayar Abzulois. What's Mayar Abzulois? Mayar Abzulois means Oinus. Well, Mayar Abzulois, because that. And we learn it like this. We learn that Mefata from Oinus. Just like Oinus is 50, here it's 50. And we learn out Oinus from Mefata, just like Mefata is Shkolim, Oinus is also Shkolim. That's the drasha. So you need the word besulois to make the zereshava besulois, that they both have the same halachas, the zereshava to each other. So you need the besulois for that. So that's what Rav. That's why Rav Shlokish doesn't like Rav Papa's drasha. So Zog to Gemara, Rav Shlokish nami b'alek abaya. Rav Shlokish also needs abaya's drasha v'anayra v'le avi mesa. Rav Papa nami b'alek zereshava need zereshava. So they both need each other. So what's takapshat? So Gemara says really they're not arguing. Rav Papa and Rosh Lakish that bring different drashas are not arguing. Elashisa kraya ksivit. There's six extra psukim. I won't call it extra, six psukim. Nara, Nara and Hanaira. That's three. And Besula, Besula is Habesulis. Trey Ligufayu. Both are needed Ligufayu. They need the halacha that Oinis is by a Naira Besula and Mefat is by Naira Besula. Echanami is Tikkul Shver. You could have made it learning Zer Shava, but I guess that's not Shver. Some of the apostles says Mefurish. That one way, the way that the halacha is. So they need Trey Ligufay. And now you have four extra. Chad la Abaya, one's for Abaya, via Naira Lurav Mesa. Vachal Xer Shava, the other one's for Xer Shava. The teacher us, he learned from each other 50 and shekel. So they have two extra. I split Trey. Chad the Suya Chayav Lavin. Vachad the Suya Chayav Akrisis. One teaching us Chayav Lavin that there's a din of Oinis, even though it's not Loisi Ala Isha. Vachad the Suya Chayav Akrisis that there's a din of Oinis, even though there's no Loisi Ala Isha. We have Rav Papa. Rav Papa's drasha was for the din of Rav Papa, which is Rav Papa. Rav Papa says psulas psulas the chalagufa. Yeah, which was Rav Papa? You mean of Kesef Yishkol? My psulas, you have drasha for that.
We have one
for Abaya. Right, chalabaya. Gzeira Shava is the other one. The other one's called Gzeira Shava. Just going to give a name. That's Gzeira Shava. There you have Gzeira Shava. So that's what comes out. So that's when we know Chai Velav and Chai Krisis have both dinim of, they both have a dinim of Oynes. Zokta Gemara, Vlafuke Mahai Tano. This is coming Vlafuke from the our Mishnah says it's Knas B'Mamzeres. And Fachoysoy is not like the following Tano. Vlafuke Mahai Tano. The Tano within a Braisa, Veloy Sia Leisha, Shimonat Timni Eimer, Isha Shesh B'Avaya. Shimon Timni says the only time you have a knas is Isha Shesh B'Avaya. That right away knocks out the cases of Achois Ishtoi and Eish Shachil, because there is no Tvisas Kedushin. So it has to be Isha Shesh B'Avaya. Havaya means it's Tvisas Kedushin. Kedushin is Typhus. It has to be Loisil Isha, it has to be Chal, the Kedushin. So according to Shimonat Timni, he argues, he holds that there's no knas on Achois. Rav Shimon Nash Eimer, Isha Ru Lekaima. It says even more. It has to be Ru'uya Lekaima. My benayu, Om Rav Zera, Rav Zera is Masinik benayu. Lemandi Om Yesh Bei Avaya, Rav Zera is Masinik Rambam is alive. So pastors chayv alav on Toyfus Kedushin. Remember from Maseches Yevamos at the end of the fourth parak. So you know the big sugi there with Rav Akiva. So Rav Zera is Masinik benayu. Lemandi Om Yesh Bei Avaya. Lemandi says Loisi Lishi teaches us it has to be a Tefisas Kedushin Hanami Yesh Bei Avaya. But Rav Zera is Masinik has to be Kedushin, and therefore you'll have the din of Maanis. Lamadam Ruil Kaima. Ha, in Ruil Kaima. My name says Ruil Kaima. This is Maisa, not Ruil Kaima. Yeah.
Why not Ruil Kaima? Why
aren't
they
Ishma Avaya? No, it has Avaya. It has Avaya. Oh, means, and that group of people, Mazirzir and Kusas, means the first grouping in the Mishnah, not the last grouping. Last Mishnah, Karas, this is that. Karas means also Kusas. Why didn't we leave it out? It's not the Tanakh ki Otu ki Ruchla, you know, it speaks everything out. Akaponim, so we're saying that right now, that our Mishnah is not like either Mandiyama, because our Mishnah says both Chayv Lavim and Chayv Krisis have Knas. Here, Fishim and Timni, you knock out Krisis. For Yavshim and Manasya, even knocking out Mavzer HaSinu, because it's not really Kaim. That's the more it goes right now. That's the nafkamina. Vreiti Gemara, v'lo Rabbi Kiva, doma ein kedushin toivsim chayv elavim, mai benayu. According to Rabbi Kiva, the ein kedushin toivsim chayv elavim, mai benayu. So now it's an interesting question. We're talking about Shimon HaTimni and Shimon HaNasi. What do you want from Rabbi Kiva? So Rashi points out that Shimon HaNasi might hold like Rabbi Kiva, so lefi that, if he holds like Rabbi Kiva, so what is the nafkamina between these two men and the Amrim? Because he says Shimon HaTimni doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. He wants to know if Rabbi Shimon HaNasi holds like Rabbi Kiva, so then it's not Toifis Kedushin. So then what would be the nafkamina in between Shimon HaTimni? Would there be a nafkamina between the two men and the Amrim? Because even Chayv Elavim and Zerim Zasina also don't have Avaya. So that means, even if Rav Shimon ben Manasseh with Darshan, like Shimon HaTimni, it would be to come out the same difference. It would come out the same halacha, that Mamzer HaSinu would not be included. So what did he add on? But Isha really came up. Because even by Chayv Lavin is not type of conclusion. He could have just said like that there needs a vaya. May benayu, Ika benayu, Amonu l'koyen gadol. Nafmi will be Amonu l'koyen gadol. Now, Amonu l'koyen gadol is also Chayv Lavin. So why wouldn't Rabbi Kiva hold into his kedushin? Because Rabbi Simoi, the Tanya Rabbi Simoi Yomer, min hakol also Rabbi Kiva mamzerim. Rabbi Kiva holds everything's mamzerim. That means anytime it's not no toifis kedushim, then you become then it's a mamzer. So Rabbi Kiva said everything's a mamzer. Chutz melmona kohen gadol. And Rashi says, and grusha the kohen headed also. And the psuli kuna shari amra toira la yikach v'leichal chalulu moisa makes a chol. It doesn't make a mamzer. Now if it was not toifis kedushim, the child would be a mamzer. So here it says chalol. So it must be that. It's a typhus kedushin. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that if you have a kiva, a monarch and god, typhus kedushin, and grusha kohen headed, so that would be an afkamina between the two man the umbram. According to Rabbi Shmuel and Asid, that's totally in ruli kaima. So a monarch and god will not be a chayav knas. Mashenki according to Shmuel and Timni, it holds totally ravaya. There will be a knas. Pray to Gemara of Rabbi Shoyv Ivda Omar. Rabbi Shoyv says even more. It says, Bo'u v'nitzvach al Akiva ben Yosef. Let's scream at Akiva ben Yosef, Shoyo Omer. He said, Kol she'en l'biya b'Yisrael v'la mamzer. Anyone that has Issa b'ya, the v'la mamzer. So fi, Rabbi Shoyv Ivda, it's mashmah, it's always a mamzer. Ma'i b'nayu, what's an afkemina? Zomar says, Ika b'nayu, chayiv v'asei. Achiv v'asei. What's a chiyav asay? Example of chiyav asay? Mitzri va'adoimi. The loch is within 3 dairies of a mitzri va'adoimi, even if they become a ger, you're not allowed to marry them. Dar shlishi yavoy lahem, says in the pasuk. Dar sheni loy. Lav abal klal asay asay. It's asay that the chiyav asay is mitzri va'adoimi. So that we say like this. Afish shimnat himni, it says havaya. So this is havaya, because here a kiva is masking. But according to Rosh Hashanah Menasya, here it will not be ru'uyullah. So Gemara says, who says Rabbi Shoyvev, fear of Akiva, is masking by Chiva says Tayyav Kedushin? Didn't he say, Kol she'ein loy bia bi Yisrael of Lab Mamza? So he says, Honichel Rabbi Shoyvev, ilafukim etayma de Rabbi Samoyi ka'asi shapin. If he's coming to Agar Rabbi Samoyi, who just told you that Amana Lekayin Gadol is not Tayyafis, that Amana Kudu is Tayyafis Kedushin, and he's saying, by the way, dear, it's not, he only Agar Chayav Lavin, so it's good, shapin. But Eli Tarim the Rav Sheikama, if he's saying himself, Kol she'en l'biya b'Yisrael v'la mamzer, then v'afilu chayav ha'asei. Then chayav ha'asei also included in that. So ma'i b'nayu. So what is the example where there will be a nafkamina between royu l'kayma and avaya? Isn't everything l'fi Rav Akiva not tefes kedushin? So Gemara, yeah. Ike b'nayu b'ulo l'kayin gadol. There is one nafkamina, a b'ulo l'kayin gadol, which is a chayav ha'asei. We just said chayv asay included in name for tefusin. Maishna, the havalei asay she in a shavu v'kol. Because it's asay that's not shavu v'kol. It's only for kahanim. Now, number one is you have to speak out. Like, who said that there's one case that maybe everything's? Who said that it has to be a case that there's not a vlad mamzer? So the teretz is because you know it's just called a chol. What's a chol? If every single case fear kiva is a mamzer, what would be a case of a chol? So it has to be, the pshat is, bulu l'koyin gadol. That's one speak out. But the other speak out is very important, which Rashi and Tosfos talk about. So what are we saying now? A bu'ulu l'koyin gadol is an afkamina. If you hold ru'uya l'kaima, so it's not ru'uya l'kaima. But if you hold that yesh by havaya, here it is havaya. So if someone, if koyin gadol is ma'anis, a bu'ula, so there, the shav v'chayav knas. On one hand, if there's a tefis kedushin in this type of person, so it's b'chayav knas. On the other hand, it's not really kaim because he can't stay married. The shaila is like this, that if she's a ba'ula, so then there's no knas anyway. It has to be a basula to have knas. So what in the world's going on here? Now, if you mean is a ba'ula the kohen gadol, what's the case? The only time you have knas is by a basula, not a ba'ula. What's pashat in the Gemara? So Rashi, at the end of the Damascus, a ba'ula kohen gadol speaks out, uba ba'ula shaloi kedarka ayri, di kedarka su like a knas. So Rashi says, talking about Bu'ula Kadarka, that means that she's still called a Bu'ula Lagabi being also to Kohen Gadol. But Lagabi Naira, Basula, Lagabi Ma'oinis, there's a Knastel. So that's the Nafkamina. Bu'ula Kohen Gadol means she's like a dark, and therefore it's only also to a Kohen, but not Osir, but it still has Din of Knast. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos doesn't like that because it says really Machloikis Tanoim if Bu'ula Kadarka is called a Bu'ula. And therefore, Tosfos is a different shot. He says, what do you mean? The Kohen Gadol was Ma'anis a Besula. So Yechayev Knas. But now she's a Ba'ula. So if she's a Ba'ula now, it's Asa L'Kaima. So that would be Nafkamina. Again, Taina, you remember from Yevamis Moishi, very good, that Ba'ula's Atzmoi is not called a Ba'ula for a Kohen Gadol. Every Kohen Gadol that's married is a Ba'ula's Atzmoi. Very good Kasha, Ba'ula's Atzmoi. So that he answers, that Tosfos answers, that there, Abulas Atzmai also it says, L'chatchila lo yisa. And he says it's the rice of the Gadin, that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry. It's not Rukul really Kaima, because a Kohen Gadol can't marry Abulas Atzmai if he's ma'anis someone. In the case where he's ma'anis a woman, there, even though it's Abulas Atzmai, there's an Isser Ba'ula L'Kohen Gadol in such a case. So that's two pshatim in the Gemara, Abul Kohen Gadol, either Rashi Pshat or Tosis Pshat. And Rashi also points out, just point number three, that every time, they're not called a Zayna. Don't think that she's called a Zayna because she's a Ba'ula. Because not every Ba'ula is called a Zayna, because a Paniya Bala Pnuya is not called a Zayna, only for Rabbi Eliezer. We don't pass like that. Therefore, it's not a Zayna until Lav. It's only a Hasei of Ba'ula Kohen Gadol, because Rashi Bavarni, why is Ba'ula Kohen Gadol? Why isn't an Issa of Zayna? A Lav of Zayna. It's only a Issa Hasei, because only a Ba'ula, there's no Issa Zayna by a Paniya Bala Pnuya. So bottom line is, we're coming out, the only Nafkamina we can think of, according to Rabbi Kiva, is Ba'ula Kohen Gadol, there will be a Havaya, will be a Tisa Kedushin, but it won't be a case of Ru'uya L'Kaimah.